Let's take it over to Jared Blickley now, who is watching some of these opening prices, including shares of FuelCell, which is the top trending ticker on Yahoo Finance.
That's right. Anybody like Brian Sozzi who was wondering aloud, who's announcing earnings on December 29th? It's FuelCell, and you guys are by yourself this week, just about. Let me pull up our EV heat map on the Wi-Fi Interactive. This is an interesting company. A lot of people might not know, and I didn't know this until a year ago, that they've been around forever. This is a company that was, I think they IPO'd in the early 90s. I'll get a longer-term chart in a second, but a lot of EV companies, and this was definitely an EV play, they got a huge surge in the beginning of the year. Remember, Tesla kind of petered out late January, early February, I think. And that was the whole GameStop period. That was a crazy time. There was lots of money flowing into a lot of markets. And you can see ending the year 54% off. And that doesn't even include, that's not down from this high. That's from the beginning of the year. So not looking the best in terms of technicals, but essentially, I mean, hydrogen fuel power is still an evolving technology. You could say this company is almost pre-revenue. Their revenue estimate was 21.8 million, and they only pulled in 13.9 million, but that's a drop in a bucket for $1.5 billion capitalization, market capitalization company. So here's that max chart I was talking about. And this goes all the way back to the early 90s. Huge run-up in the early 2000s on the alternate fuel. I guess this was following the dot-com bubble. Maybe that was where hot money was flowing after that. But you take a look at the last 20 years, down 99.8% over that time period. And let's take a look at one of their competitors. I think it was Plug, if I can find that here. They were also down in sympathy, but I think Plug has been around for a while too. There you go. Been around since early 2000s and kind of a similar story. You look at year to date, had a nice run up at the beginning of the year, but ending down. So probably going to take a little bit more time to flesh this technology out. And one trend that we've noticed over the last few weeks, over the last month, the expensive companies have gotten slashed. Here's the ARK Innovation Fund. What's happening today? Here is month to date, and I'm going to sort by performance. And it's a sea of dark red. And that just kind of tells you where a lot of investors' heads are at this moment. We're getting a little bit of a Santa Claus rally, as Matt Maley was talking about. But let me go to a chart of the S&P 500 here. And let's back to our trending tickers list. We really, as Matt Maley was saying, we're only a couple percentage points above that Thanksgiving Day high. So the market has kind of done its job here, and the year is really holding on to a lot of its gains. And here's that S&P 500 chart year to date, finally. And but here's that Thanksgiving mark sometime in here, and here we are now, and we're bumping up against the upper end of this trend channel. So when we are able to coast on fumes at the end of December, usually we have some continuation into January, but towards the back half of January, that's when seasonality drops off. And I think that's when investors are getting prepared for right now and also kind of planning on. So we'll have to see how this evolves. But another day starting out in the green and not looking too bad here.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting ride here, that especially that chart has remained as robust as it has, even with the rollover in so many momentum names. That has been pretty fascinating. Thanks so much, Jared. Appreciate it.